This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has successfully concluded his historic two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine. In a social media post, Mr. Modi on his Ukraine visit said he came to the great nation with the aim of deepening friendship between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he held productive talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during their bilateral talks. The Prime Minister said that India firmly believes that peace must always prevail in the region. During the bilateral talks yesterday, Prime Minister Modi invited President Zelensky to visit India. Mr. Modi also told Mr. Zelensky that both Ukraine and Russia should sit together without wasting time to find ways to end the ongoing war, and that India had been on the side of peace since the beginning of the conflict in February 2022. Speaking to media after the meeting, the Ukrainian president said that India can be a key influence in the global diplomatic efforts to end the war between his country and Russia. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin reviewed the existing defense cooperation activities and discussed ways to deepen it further during a bilateral meeting at Pentagon last night. They held wide-ranging discussions on bilateral defense cooperation, industrial collaboration, regional security, and other international issues. Mr. Singh reached Washington on Thursday on a four-day visit to the United States. During the meeting with his U.S. counterpart, Mr. Singh highlighted the various co-development and co-production opportunities in India in the areas identified in the India-U.S. Defense Industrial Cooperation Roadmap, which was adopted last year. In a statement, the Defense Ministry said both the ministers appreciated the progress made in operationalizing the Indo-Pacific Maritime Domain Awareness, a Quad initiative, and lauded the ongoing efforts by India to enhance the maritime domain awareness for the partners in the Indian Ocean region. The two leaders commended the efforts of the India-US Defense Acceleration Ecosystem, IndusX, for establishing the Defense Innovation Bridge between the two countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a series of meetings on anti-Naxal operations in Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Shah arrived in Raipur last night on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. He is scheduled to visit the ashram of Mahaprabhu Vallabhacharya in Champaran town of Raipur district this morning. Later, he will chair a meeting of Chief Secretaries and Directors General of Police of Chhattisgarh and neighbouring states on interstate coordination. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has asked food business operators, FBOs, and e-commerce FBOs to remove all claims regarding A1 and A2 types of milk and milk products from all packaging. FSSAI's instructions came after it found that several FBOs were selling milk and milk products such as ghee, butter and curd under the A1 and A2 classification using FSSAI license numbers. The food regulator added that the A1 and A2 differentiation of milk is essentially linked to a difference in the structure of protein, and therefore any A2 claims on milk fat products are misleading and not in conformance with the provisions of the FSS Act 2006 and its regulations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the third episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. And at the ongoing Under-17 World Wrestling Championships in Amman, Jordan, Indian women extended their dominance to win its first ever team title with a total of 8 medals. The Indian team signed off with 5 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze, scoring 185 points. This is the first time in the history of Under-17 women's wrestling that India has clinched the team title. And cricketer Shikhar Dhawan has announced retirement from international and domestic cricket. And that is the end of this news bulletin.